Chris.
Ben.
We're in the car.
And in the same car.
The same car. Don't worry, we have our masks with us.
We do.
We sanitized everything. We're not coughing or sneezing.
No.
No, we're asymptomatic.
Fever free. You are fever free, right?
I am.
Okay.
We're taking great precautions in order to bring you this Pop Story and Minisode.
Yay!
We took an impromptu 2 weeks off, which I take full responsibility for.
And 3 weeks before that, we were doing this all by phone.
So yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. But we're back, and we're talking about methods of reading and different reading techniques that we like to use. So I know some of you out there have probably been using some of your quarantine time, if you have any, to catch up on some of your reading or to tackle your reading list, and we want to give you a little inspiration and hear about some of your methods.
So yes, after we posted this episode, please email us and Twitter us.
Popstorian@gmail.com, @Popstorian on Twitter, Facebook, search Popstorian, Instagram, @Popstorian, YouTube. Popstorian is the channel name. So
lots of options there.
Lots of ways to reach out and connect. Available on your local podcast player. Subscribe, like, share with a friend. We usually say those things at the end, but
we're trying something different. So we're going to start with talking about reading. There's a book I actually read to my children last night.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Sesame Street book.
Ooh.
And it's Bert and Ernie. And Ernie wakes up and says, it's different day, we're going to wake up and do everything different. And so, of course, he steals Bert's clothes.
Right.
And Bert is forced to wear Ernie's shirt. And,
oh, dear.
He puts his toothbrush in a different place, and they are forced to eat different things for breakfast.
This sounds like some really lovable hijinks.
So, it just made me think of, like, we're doing things differently.
Uh-huh.
So, instead of the end of the episode, we're going to do it at the beginning of the set episode. I kind of forget the exact title of that story, but it's Bert and Ernie. You can't go wrong with any of their stories.
Yeah, very true. So, you read aloud to your kids a lot, then?
I do. I read at least 2 storybooks a night.
Uh-huh.
And they're often request more, and often will request in the middle of the day as well.
Nice.
So we do read a lot of storybooks. And there's a lot of great children's literature out there.
It's a great way to bond with your kids.
Yeah.
Now, your kids aren't at reading age.
Not yet. As my daughter says, she doesn't know words.
So, she's quite a talker, though.
They both are now.
Crossing the beautiful Shenandoah River.
You've told everybody where we're at.
Yeah, that's our the game is up.
Oh, no.
The jig is up. When you read to your kids, do you follow along with your finger?
I don't, actually. That's probably a good idea, though.
I don't know if it makes any difference at their age, probably. Seems like more of an older kid thing.
Well, we have watched a show called Super Y. I don't know if you're familiar with PBS.
I've heard of Super Y,
it's a PBS show. And they will highlight words as they read, you know, and my daughter loves that show, so.
Right.
In fact, she's probably watching it right now. Nap time is supposed to be about sleeping. It's actually more about watching movies for her. But they highlight words and they'll go across the page or screen.
Nice. Now, do you ever read aloud for any other purpose?
I find that I retain more information if I read out loud.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, last night I had my history textbook that I was doing research for this coming episode, the 1980s, and my daughter saw me with my book. She's like, read that to me, Daddy. And so I proceeded to read about Granada and foreign policy from the Reagan administration to my 3-year-old.
How did she fare with that subject matter?
Funny thing, she went to sleep fairly soon after that.
Oh.
So,
an experience with which our listeners will be very familiar.
Yes.
Chris and Ben's cure for insomnia.
It works best because it's kid's bedtime, right?
Right, yeah.
So, perfect. I might try that again.
Good work.
Yeah. trailblazing.
I tend to read aloud when I'm proofreading. I have a paper or an essay, like when I wrote the script for the video that's on our latest video on the Pop Story and YouTube channel, my essay on puppetry. I read that aloud before I performed it.
Well, that makes sense. That's because you're more likely to catch errors than reading
in your head.
So proofreading out loud, I think that's good advice. There's a graduation going on.
Oh, man. Live on the air.
Wow.
Should we get them to... Should we give them a shout-out?
Shout-out.
Maybe not.
I'm not sure which high school this is, but it is a high school graduation.
Good luck!
Oh, I see what they've done. They put the pictures of their students up on
the
fence line. So I guess you take your pictures in front of your your picture. That's okay.
All right, cool. Then.
So...
That was a bit of a sideline. We're supposed to be talking about methods of reading.
I mean, high school's reading is very important, and all of her, young lady will probably go on to college, and reading will be even more important in college.
Very much so.
And reading out loud.
So we talked about reading out loud. What are some other approaches? We were talking about, before we started recording, we were talking about a practice that I heard of. I actually heard of Stanley Kubrick doing this, where you would take a paperback and actually separate the sections, like the leaflets, detach them from the spine and read the leaflets in sections. So it's almost more like reading a magazine than reading a paperback.
I can see where that would be beneficial to the reader, because I think I mentioned as well when we were having that conversation that I do best by achieving goals, so you have so many pages to get through, and then you're like, okay, on to the next chapter, on to the next thing.
You get a little reward each time you finish a chapter.
Right. But then the other side of me, the bibliophile, just shivers.
The book collector in me hates that.
Yeah.
Even
your language, separating from the spine of the book. I mean,
it sounds kind of medical, doesn't it?
I had the images of alien movies that we watched back in October.
Ooh.
So anyway, that is an option, I guess.
Yeah, let us know if you actually do that.
Yeah, please do.
I feel like that's a practice that very much has gone out of phase.
I'd be interested to see if someone did that.
Yeah. Actually.
Do you read multiple books at a time, Ben?
I do. I'm very much guilty of that practice.
Is this something you should be guilty about? Or is this a beneficial practice to you?
I think it's beneficial, ultimately. It comes naturally to me, so I just kind of go with it. When I get tired of one book or need a break, I just put it down and pick up another.
Yeah.
And that's helped me through a lot of books that are difficult that I would have had a hard time reading if I was just reading it straight through, cover to cover.
Yeah.
I have a friend, or friend of a friend, I guess I should say, who reads the last page of a book before she'll start it. She'll read a chapter and then flip to the end and read to see how it ends.
I've had to do that for grad work. Like, they teach you how to, skim a book.
Uh-huh.
So you read, the beginning, then you read the end, and then you kind of read some.
She does this for her recreational reading.
That...
Which is sort of upsetting to me.
It's upsetting to me as well. No offense to your friend.
I was very offended. Because to me it seems like, well, you've just ruined... It's like the whole spoiler debate. You just ruined the whole arc of the character by finding out what happens to them at the end. But she feels like she doesn't want to get emotionally invested in a journey that's going to end badly.
Okay.
So I guess I have to respect her choices. With her own reading. But man, that's a tough one to swallow.
I mean, you watched Memento.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like that's could be something along those lines.
That would be interesting, to try to read a book backwards and piece it together from reverse.
I feel like you would have to tear the pages out of from the spine.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody's done that. They've tried to
let us know
put together
on that
a novel. If you know of a novel that's written in reverse, let us know.
There's got to be something.
Yeah, somebody's got to have tried that.
Yeah. Have you ever tried... You've never tried reading a book backwards,
though? No.
Okay.
I have not. I'm not that ambitious.
Physically, that would be difficult, I feel like.
I have tried to skim books, and that's hard for me, too.
Now, I have read manga, and that, of course, is set up different. It's set up right. backwards.
Yeah, because of...
From right to left.
Yeah.
Which is hard to get used to at first.
Yeah, I've never really attempted that seriously. Only come across short sections.
Yeah. I have the Batman manga, if you wanted to
borrow. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's another thing. I don't know, there's a lot of things. You read at a certain time.
Oh, okay.
You can tackle that angle of it.
So, like, planning your reading, like, if I read the Bible in the morning.
Right.
Right.
Or do you read, like, say, the Bible or a more serious study in the morning, but then do lighter weight kind of reading at night? Do you avoid reading at night because it makes you sleepy?
Generally speaking, I try not to read right before I go to bed.
Okay.
I mean, I do, because that's pretty much the only time I have right now to read.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe I've heard or I've read somewhere that if you read at night, like if you're studying for a test,
mm-hmm.
you will lose a certain amount of comprehension of what you've read when you go to sleep.
Interesting.
Okay. So, like, if you read material for your tests, and then you fall asleep, like, the last 10 minutes or so, I forget the exact number, that mm-hmm. you've read, you lose that.
Right.
You don't retain that.
Mm.
So, they recommend not studying before you go to sleep.
Interesting. I wonder what that says about my nighttime reading. I love to read it at night because I feel there's no pressure.
Right.
Like, it's after 8 o'clock. I'm not going to be able to do much productive work most days unless I'm doing, like, a caffeine-fueled late-night study or late-night work session.
I mean, the longer you stay up and are able to read, I mean, the more you retain. But you're also more tired, I guess.
Right. There's kind of, with work, they talk about diminishing returns. So, in the film industry, it's not uncommon to have days that are longer than 12 hours.
Right.
But once you surpass a certain number, I think it's around 8 or 10 hours, you start to see a decline in productivity.
Right.
So, like, as the number of hours go up, the amount of actual productivity or the output goes down.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So there's kind of, like, those diminishing returns, which I guess you get. Or you feel like we've kind of covered
I think we've covered the big portions of this topic that we can talk about for a long time because we both like to read.
There's other, they call them reading superpowers, I think, that people have.
Well, we haven't covered speed readers either.
Yeah, there's some people who read fast. I'm a slow reader myself.
I'm a very slow reader.
I'm kind of overly meticulous.
My wife makes fun of me for being so slow, actually.
Yeah, she's a fast reader.
Yeah.
She's tackled a lot of hefty tomes in her day.
Yeah.
Look at this bridge.
I know, right? It's like a tunnel.
Fancy. So, yeah.
Here's the other bridge.
Oh, more bridges.
Someone in the middle of the river fishing.
That would be fun. We should go fishing.
We should fish while recording?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that could be dangerous.
Fishing cast. Get it? Cast?
Okay.
All right, well, we should wrap this mini-set up.
When you just start just throwing out those kind of jokes.
Yes, exactly. Let us know whether you're a fast or slow reader, what your reading superpower might be, what methods you like to read. Tell us how you read. Popstorian@gmail.com is the email address.
Are we not doing it at the end?
We did it before. Go back and listen to the beginning if you have anything to say to us.
Listen to this episode backwards. Or don't do that.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.